You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So I'm as big of a fan of social media as anybody. Facebook, Instagram. I use Twitter. I don't understand
Snapchat.
Do you
use Twitter?
I do, but I only scroll. I only use it for sports and entertainment kind of stuff. But then I don't understand Snapchat. Love TikTok.
My only vice is TikTok.
Yeah.
Like last night, I go to bed early, you know, for this job because we have to get up so early. But last night I started a TikTok hole at 9. At 10 o'clock, my daughter and I were like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I got to go to bed. I'm an hour past my bedtime. And it started off watching 2 videos of cats.
I think it's been the most negative thing in my marriage recently because what results in, you know, one person scrolling is the other person having to get the other person's attention like for 5 minutes because you're just...
Well, we've started watching them together or we compare our TikToks to see which one is funnier. And so she'll scroll for a minute, I'll scroll for a minute. And the whole time my wife was trying to go to sleep and is driving her nuts.
Poor Marty.
Yeah, and she didn't even have to get up. I'm like, come on, man. But so I get it. Like, it can own you very quickly.
And I saw something about the actual damage that social media can have on your life. Like, my parents waited a really long time to let me be on social media, and I totally get it. So one of the
Gavin was 22.
I actually just got all my stuff this year. But one of the things was the cost of social exchange, meaning the 2 hours that I'm on TikTok every day is 2 hours that I didn't spend to asking my wife about her day or seeing and talking about our future or things like that.
Yeah, talking to actual real people
exactly.
in your life. Yeah, for sure. I can see that.
And then security threats of, you know, scammers, like they exist out there. I've had family members who have been damaged because, you know, people are out there trying to take advantage of you. And then the other thing was low performance, meaning distraction, like, you know, we're at work for 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
But, you know, how many of those hours are we on
social
man, media?
I'm going to be honest with you. If you've ever heard dead air on the show, one of a few things have happened. Either A, we had a technical problem.
It happens.
Does
often.
Happen.
It does happen.
And you're trying to figure something out. Or B, I just saw the cutest cat video on TikTok and I got distracted and then realized, oh, I have to do my job.
Yep.
So, full disclosure, if you hear dead air, one of those two things has probably happened. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and here's the scenario. You've got some friends, people that you've just met or what have you, and you're like, hey, I'd really love for you to come visit my church, check it out. And they're like, you know what, yeah, that sounds fun, we'll do that. And so they come to church with you, and you sit down, everything's going well, you've sang your songs, you got your three in and out, and you're like, all right, here we go, message is coming, bring it. And you see the youth pastor walk up, you're like, no!
Been there so many times.
No!
Not him.
Yeah, this happened. Because I love the youth pastor for my kids. But like when you got your friends there, because you know, like I remember our youth pastor, this was at a church I went to years ago, but like he gets up and tells this whole long story about breaking wind on a swing. And it really had no point. I'm like, oh, come on, man. And then you look at, you inevitably, everybody looks at the people that they've brought and they go, I swear it's never like this. And they're like, yeah, sure. And then they never come back, you know. And I think that happens at church all the time. I think that happens at other places too in your life where you're like, you bring somebody to it and you want them to enjoy this. And then something weird happens or something that just so out of the norm. You're like, I swear this never happens
because you build it up in your head that your friend is going to like this thing that you go to as much as you do, and then all of a sudden the guy who's still got a few pimples on his face comes out to give the message.
The weirdness that ensues from there. And so I know I'm not the only one that this has happened to. I know this for a fact, and I know you've probably uttered that sentence, I swear this never happens, it's never like this, but It was. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the phone number. You can always be part of the show. We love having you on and having your stories. That's what makes this show fun to do for us, too. So 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever been in that, I swear this never happens like this scenario? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. Has that ever happened to you, Laura?
Absolutely. I love the dog beach to take the dogs there. And my mom doesn't like to get out much. And I was like, you've got to come. You'll really like it. It's really cute. You know, there's dogs playing in the water. It's something you'll enjoy. So I talked her into going, and she finally went with me. And we get there, and it was a beautiful sunny day, and it was great and all to start with. And somebody showed up with a couple of really cute Great Danes. But the Great Danes did not know their size. And they started running around the beach, and they were being chased by the other dogs that were on the beach, and my mom wasn't paying attention, and the Great Dane ran her over.
Oh, wow. She was trampled by a Great Dane. That doesn't happen a lot.
No. And I'm like, I swear, it's normally not dangerous.
I swear this never happens, Mom. We're going to get that hip reset. It's not. You're going to be fine in 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, she never went back.
Yeah, that's the way. It always happens that way. When you swear it never happens like this, the people that you brought never return.
Nope.
Has that ever happened to you there, Melanie?
Yes, I was telling some friends about this great new pastor we had and how dynamic of a speaker, and they came, and it was the Sunday where we talk about the budget and tithing and money.
Yeah, I mean, and it's one of those things that's kind of like housekeeping. Churches have to do that stuff because you've got to keep, you know, people tithing to keep the doors open. So it's a necessary thing. I mean, look at us. We have to do support drives because we can't do this without people's support. I mean, that's why we're able to do music and ministry 24/7, 365. But when you bring someone to church for the first time, you don't want the tithe message. You're hoping for like some life-altering message.
Exactly. You're like, my gosh, the first time I came there, they spoke totally to me.
Uh-huh.
And then you bring your friend and they beg for money. And you're like oh my gosh, I swear that wasn't intended for you.
Here's the weird thing about this, and this is what I'm learning as I get older, because I've been in that exact same situation before, and you think, oh man, like that was a wasted opportunity. But there really aren't wasted opportunities with God, because you don't know. Like those people that you brought, maybe money was an issue for them, you know, and all of a sudden they were hearing it talked about in a different way, or people giving to something that they couldn't fathom people would give their hard-earned money to, and it might still have had some sort of an impact on them, because God will use anything and everything when he's dealing with somebody.
Right. Anytime he can plant a seed that will grow, that's all that matters.
Now, did you go to lunch with them after church?
Oh, of course.
Okay, good. Did they offer to pay?
No, I felt compelled to pay.
Yeah, you're like, I owe you for that sermon, so I'll pick up lunch today.
Exactly.
I put off going back to school for years, and then I realized, you know what? If I had started then, I'd be done by now. So I quit making excuses, and I did it. Now I have not one, but 2 degrees from CCU Online, and you could do it too. I'm happy I made the decision to earn my degree online at Colorado Christian University. Smartest move I ever made.
Make the decision to just go for it. Colorado Christian University is awarding 2 people a $10,000 or $5,000 scholarship, and that someone could be you. All you have to do is go to ccu.edu/wayfm and enter to win. And even if you don't win, you might be eligible to receive a $1,000 scholarship just for entering. This opportunity will end this Friday. So enter today at ccu.edu/wayfm. That's ccu.edu/wayfm. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner, committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
If it's important to your family,
we have something very exciting to tell you that you have never heard before.
Then it matters to us on The Wally Show.
Now, I don't know if you do this or not, but when my daughter was little, she loved going to pumpkin patches and picking up pumpkins. Did you do this, Gavin, with your family?
Yeah, I was always a small kid, so I always had the smallest pumpkin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like it was, because they usually make the experience a lot of fun. Like sometimes there's little hay rides for the kids. My daughter loved it, and it was kind of a cool thing. With many things that are going on this year, there could be less pumpkins at the pumpkin patch. No!
No!
Say it isn't so!
Not the shortage we need right now!
I know. Well, apparently, there are some areas that just had bad crops. Okay, that's going to happen. Sure. That's life. But for others, wait for it. Wait for it. You guessed it, COVID!
Who would have guessed?
No, the pumpkins didn't get COVID, but people did. And the experts on pumpkins, they're pumpkin experts apparently, they said there are a number of issues to blame, including lack of workers. We keep running into this, man.
Such
tons of jobs available, but no one wanting to work. Shipping delays because of all the things going on due to the pandemic. And that contributes to a smaller supply for some of the farms. And then the trickle down or the ripple effect of that is smaller farms and having to lay off people because people aren't wanting to work and they're out of business. It's a crazy sad thing, which is a bummer. But all of that said, this is just a heads up. I think as we come into the holiday season, we've been talking about this on the show and you can see it in the news and stuff too, that there are supply shortages on different things like toys for holiday shopping and, you know, now pumpkins. And, you know, you have to be on the ball and get your stuff early because also like shipping is a problem for different things. So all of that said, you might want to head out to the pumpkin patch a little bit earlier, or here's a thought, have an alternative. Like if you go there and there just aren't good pumpkins, already have plan B because your kids are going to ask you. So here's your plan B. Plastic pumpkins, and instead of carving them, paint them.
That's a good idea.
You can still be just as creative, still have just as much fun, but then you can actually, you know, still salvage kind of the fun of the holiday, if you will. And if you want, like, plant those plastic pumpkins at a homemade pumpkin patch so you feel like you're still going and getting it, and then take them on a ride around the neighborhood on a wagon or something like that. I don't know. You can make it as fun as you choose to make it in that case. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And have you ever looked at your spouse and just said, man, I am so proud of you? I had that moment. And it's a very unlikely one that maybe no one else would understand. So my wife and I were at Shake Shack, her favorite place to eat for burgers.
It's really good.
Loves their crinkle fries more than life itself. She can plow through a thing of crinkle fries. And it's very lopsided who gets the fries. Like, I get very few, actually, in there. And so I was messing around with her, trying to be on a diet and trying to be good while she's just killing these fries. And so I was eating my crinkle fry one crinkle at a time. So I would bite just the tiniest little thing, dip it in ketchup, bite the next tiniest little thing. So I'm spending time eating one fry while she's eating half the thing. It, obviously, I'm messing around with her, trying to guilt her into it. And so I'm one little crinkle at a time. And so finally, it was funny, I got my little jug of ketchup there, little bowl, and I'm on my last one. I'm like, man, this last one's going to be hard to dip. I'll turn it sideways, and I go to dip it, and she out of nowhere just reaches over and slams my hand into the ketchup. And I just look at her, and I start gut laughing. I am like, oh my gosh, we've been married for 29 years. I don't know that I've ever been this proud of you.
That is amazing.
Because I don't mind getting got. As long as it's funny. If you best me with something that's funny, absolutely, you win. I don't know that she would have had the same response had the tables been turned.
No.
I don't think she would have found it as funny as me, but I'm like, honey, I am so proud of you right now.
Guys are okay with getting messy, but fairness, you were doing your little crinkle fried joke
it.
The whole time. Yeah.
And that's the thing. I understand comedy. Like, I understand that I deserved that reaction, and that's what made it funny, you know? And so I am curious, though, for you. What is that thing? It can be funny. It can be serious. Either way. But what's that thing like you're super proud of your spouse for doing? 855-33-WAY-FM. Because a lot of times you hear people in life complaining about their spouse. And I know I pick at my wife on the air in jest and humor because we're very different, but I love her to death. But like, there's moments where you're like, man, I'm just super proud of you. And I think that's the things we need to talk about as well. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. I am curious for you, what is something that you're proud of your husband for?
Well, we moved from Hawaii to here. It was really hard for him, you know, because he's never been off of or out of Hawaii, period. And he struggled with the decision of moving here.
Hey, Leigh, did you at least move to somewhere where there's a beach?
No, we live in Colorado.
Oh, wow. That is a big change. I mean, Colorado is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. But that's a big change from Hawaii.
Yeah, but then see, it's beautiful and we can live here. If we wanted to retire, we could retire here. Back home, we cannot. So our youngest son was living here first. And we moved our oldest son, his family, and us guys, we moved here. And it's so beautiful. We all, you know, we don't have to live paycheck by paycheck. We don't have to pinch from Paul.
Does Ohana really mean family?
Yes, it does.
Okay, that wasn't just something Disney made up for Lilo and Stitch. So, Timmy, first of all, what is your wife's name?
Alicia Wimsatt.
Alicia. Okay, now what was the last thing that made you super proud of her?
We're actually due to have a baby in about 29 days, and she had to completely change up her entire diet.
Oh, yeah, that's hard, man, because, like, I have a feeling if somebody told you, Timmy, no more hamburgers for you, you'd be like, well, I'm not long for this world.
Yeah, I'm going to be eating a cheeseburger.
But her, it's like, hey, you need to change up your diet because it's good for you and for the baby. Women will do that.
Absolutely, and I'm beyond proud of her for doing that.
That's cool. What kind of diet restrictions does she have now?
She basically is very low carb, and she is a French fry fanatic.
Now, the worst part of this is honestly, you need to do this with her. I don't know if you've thought of that yet or not, but you're going to have to go low carb as well, at least for the 29 days.
I've tried.
He's like, I've tried, but you know what? There's just some things that a man can't do.
She's way better at it than I am, for sure.
See, that's just it. That's why God made women be the ones to have babies. Like, my daughter's like, why? It's not fair. Why do women have to have the babies? This is exactly why, because they will do what it takes, whereas men, we're going to eat those fries.
Yes, sir.
What are you proud of your wife for?
My wife is at stage 4 cancer for 2 years and been in quite the battle with it. And yet, through all this time, even on her worst days, she'll get up off the couch and she'll look at me and she'll smile. She's always more worried about me having dinner when I come home from work than how she's feeling. It amazes me. I'm proud of her for the fight she's putting up and how she's managed to care for us just no matter what.
You know how we're always supposed to be the strong one in our family as men? You know, that's kind of ingrained in us, or we're conditioned for that. But boy, when you see your wife going through something like this cancer battle, you realize the strength that she has. And beyond just the physical strength to endure what she's having to do, but the emotional strength that she has to care about your needs more than her own. That is definitely impressive.
Yeah, she's a jewel. She was my answer to prayer.
Remember the good old days? That means different things to different people. Hey, it's Wally, and for my grandparents, the good old days was when gas was a nickel. For us, it was when stimulus checks just seemed to magically appear in our bank accounts. While those good old days might be gone, did you know that you could give yourself a stimulus check, and United Faith Mortgage can show you how? They'll give you all your refinancing options that can put serious money back in your account. The equity in your house could give you just the stimulus you need to pay for college, start a business, invest wisely, or have some fun. It's your money, so enjoy it. Right now is such a great time with interest rates so low to look at refinancing, and in some cases you can pull money out of your house and have your payment stay the same or even go down. So talk to United Faith Mortgage, and I know you will love them as much as I do. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's time for the positive to outweigh the negative.
This is the best possible job for me. I could literally make anything sound positive.
It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So we work in the digital world, and with that comes us playing in the world of copyright issues and trademark issues. And you play 3 seconds of, you know, so-and-so song on Facebook, and they're like, take that down.
Yeah, YouTube and Facebook are the worst for that. I mean, we've literally had an artist in here with their song. It's their song. They want us to play and promote, and then we have to cut it out like and only run like 10 seconds of it, or it gets flagged, and you're like, they want us to do this, YouTube.
And we try to avoid this all the time, but there are actually some surprising sounds that are trademarked that I personally never knew were things that I, you know, need to avoid if I'm making a video. So the first one is the Law and Order gong.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so if you use that in a video at church, you could get subpoenaed.
Yep, and then the next one was the, you know, like the Aflac commercials with the duck. His scream.
Aflac! They've trademarked that?
It's trademarked.
And copyrighted it? That makes sense, I guess.
I think that's hilarious. And then this one, I never would have guessed. The Pillsbury Doughboy. His.
Oh, you do that really well, actually, Gavin.
When my wife, like, sees me laugh. When I, like, you know, people gut laugh and they have, like, big loud laughs. I don't have a big loud laugh. Yeah. I have the,
That's me. I see that. Yeah, and I've got the big belly laugh, like a gut laugh. But, yeah, this is definitely you. Every time you laugh, you have to pay Pillsbury $10. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and no secret, Gavin is not the manliest man in the room right now.
Jumped right to it.
Yeah, I've just always been wired that way. Just put it out there, okay? And I think you will admit to that. Like, you are not what people think of as a conventional man's man.
No, I have, you know, I have the elements of, you know, I've got this beard and everything.
You look burly.
Yeah, but once you get to know me, I'm just... a plush little beanie baby.
Look burly, little girly.
Yeah. No.
I'm sorry. But no, like, he's afraid of bugs and he's afraid of different things. But you were telling me, and this isn't a bash Gavin thing.
No.
Stay with me on this journey for a minute, okay? So this isn't take down Gavin, but you were telling me that your wife built your lawnmower.
Yeah, so there was a day when we had bought a lawnmower, a weed eater, and I was going to come home and we were going to work on that together. But I came home and she had already built the weed eater. Yeah. She had built the lawnmower. She had sprayed the yard for bugs. Like, she had done all of this stuff.
She's amazing.
I would have chosen to do, but again, it's just not my thing. Like, I didn't grow up working on stuff, building stuff, working with my hands. I grew up watching TV and being a good student.
Yeah, okay, sure. So, like, and your wife grew up differently. Like, she's a hands-on person. So this isn't to make fun of Gavin. This is to find out if you're in the same boat. Like, are you more handy than your hubby? Okay, that's what I'm really curious about, because I have a feeling there are a lot of women that probably are. Like, Zach, who used to be on the show, he never had a toolkit. Never. I used to make fun of him so hard for that.
So,
like,
good.
I have so many tools. I'm compensating, I guess, but I have so many tools, and so, like, you know, and so he never did, but his wife did, and he had to borrow tools from his wife to build things.
I do at home have to ask, like, Haley will be like, go get me the screwdriver for this, and I'm like, where's that?
The pointy one or the flat one, you know?
Yeah, I still don't know the difference.
All right, so we're going to do five calls it right now, okay? I'm real curious, because this will tell you, Gavin, if you're alone or not. Five calls it. It will take the average here. Are you more handy than your hubby as a woman? Because I'm going to feel, I feel pretty good that this is going to go your way. You're going to find out that you're not alone.
I hope so.
And there are a lot of women that are. But please, feel free to be honest. If you're not, if your husband is the handy one, let us know. That's why I want to get an accurate picture here for Gavin. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. 855-33-WAY-FM. What do you say, Tammy?
He couldn't fix anything. He can't even put a plate cover on an outlet.
Oh, no way. Really? That's pretty basic. I mean, it's one small screwdriver. And you married him anyway, Tammy, huh?
Sadly, yes.
Well, I got you down. That's going to make Gavin feel better. Thank you, Tammy. All right, Christy, you're up. Are you more handy than your hubby?
Yes. Definitely more handy than my hubby. So when we were dating, my husband's headlights went out, and his truck is one where you have to, like, take the whole casing apart. Well, I ended up having to do the whole thing for him while we're in a parking lot at a Walmart. We had to take the whole grill off, and I had to take the headlight off and then fix everything and then put it all back together because he had no idea what he was doing.
You know what I would have done if I was your husband? I would have walked into Walmart, and I would have gotten you flowers, first of all, for being so amazing and doing this. But I also would have gotten, like, a sling from the medical department there and come back out with my arm in a sling and stood there and watched you do it. So when people walk by, they went, oh, he's hurt. That's the only reason he's not doing it. All right, Elizabeth, it's your turn. Are you more handy than your hubby? Right now, Gavin is coming out smelling like a rose because you women are pretty amazing.
Yes, just the other week, I laid down hardwood floors because it got too stressful for my husband.
No.
So I did the whole bedroom by myself. Great. I told him I had to make him leave the room so I could concentrate. He was stressing me out, so I was like, just leave. I got this.
So good. I love it. Thank you, girl.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, Brittany, five calls calls it. Are you more handy than your hubby?
Most definitely. I grew up as a mechanic's daughter. I can flip some stuff under some hoods. And my husband's always been like, I don't know if I should be like really happy or very ashamed. And I'm just like, no, come on, let's do this. I will teach you. And most of the time he's just like, I don't even want to. He's a city boy. So he never likes getting his hands dirty. Yeah. And I was a country girl. I love that she mows the lawn and stuff. Like, that's me. If I can see that it gets done, I want to get it done before my husband gets home.
You could call me not manly all day long if I could get my wife to mow. Like, I would absolutely love that. I would own that because I hate mowing so much.
Well, I never get any steps in either. So, like, that's kind of like a win-win, and I'm terrible about going to the gym. So I try to find stuff around the house that'll help me with that, too. So
that's perfect. That's perfect. So he's helping you out. He's helping you work out by sitting on the couch. He's a genius, actually. He might be my new hero.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show and our continued effort to uplift you. We are going to do a little good news giddy up. A couple rapid fire good news stories coming at you designed to make you feel a little bit better. Gavin, good news giddy up, go.
So last year, a park ranger at Glacier National Park in Montana found a teddy bear near a hiking trail. They decided to hang on it, put it in the car's windshield, said like, oh, it's the new national park mascot. Then last week, a hiker saw the bear through the windshield, realized it must have been the same teddy bear that their friend's daughter had lost on a hike last year. So good memory on a stuffed teddy bear. It was the first gift that they had given to her before adopting her from an orphanage in Ethiopia in 2016. She had had it forever. It was her favorite thing.
So that thing mattered.
Yeah. So it was like such an important thing to get back to her.
Oh, that's cool. So the officer gave it back to her? Oh, that's awesome. I have a dog. My daughter has a stuffed Mickey that she's had since she was an infant, and it's 22 years old now, and it still goes with her when she moves or sleeps and stuff. So like, I get it. If I ever lost that thing,
yeah,
I even know what I would do. I would lose my mind.
I still have stuffed animals. Not a bunch, but just like, you know, one what? At home.
Appreciate you sharing. I wouldn't have done it right there. I would have pulled me aside in confidence and went, hey. But you know what? You did it in the right place. You did it in Good News Giddy Up.
That's right.
I can't even make fun of you right now. You're smarter than I thought. All right. Finally, there is an 87-year-old woman in Italy who recently called the cops because she was lonely and hungry. That's sad.
That is.
That's sad. But here's what happened. This is what I love. This is Good News Giddy Up. Two cops showed up. They didn't arrest her. They weren't mad at her. You know what they did? They showed up at her home and cooked her dinner.
Well,
like,
done.
There you go. Like, that's all right.
Service.
Yeah, and it's in Italy, so you know it was like pasta, and it's probably really good.
It was.
Because I think everyone in Italy knows how to make pasta. I know it's a stereotype, but I think they all know how to cook well.
I feel like if it was a situation here in America, they'd bring you McDonald's.
Yeah, or it'd be funny if they showed up to this lady's house with Domino's.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for Good News Giddy Up.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And there are people that put a lot of time and effort into their Halloween costumes. We have fun with it here. We do like a little costume contest, and Betty Rock goes all out every year.
So good.
I love that she loves it so much. And we don't do scary stuff. It's just kind of funny stuff. Like one time she went as one of those inflatable things that dance at car lots, you know?
Oh, yeah, the little sways their arms and everything.
So good. She went as Bob Ross one year.
That one's like, so good.
Love what she does. But the reason I bring this up is you might want to rethink maybe some of your ideas this year, because everyone's so sensitive. It's crazy. And that's something that I rail against all the time, is the political correctness of our society right now. But this is one that maybe you could see both sides of a little bit. So they asked parents what costumes were considered offensive. Okay, like, I don't like scary costumes. I don't like scary costumes on kids. Like, we did Halloween and my daughter would trick or treat, but she'd go as like a sheep. She never went as like a witch or
awesome.
Anything, you know? And that was the rule in my family growing up. Like, we could trick or treat and go and have fun and do stuff, but like, I had to go as like a paramedic. Or one year I went as Tarzan. That was unfortunate. Because my mom made me like basically a Speedo.
Oh, yes. That's not an image I wanted today.
Yes, I know. It was not a good thing. That one even scarred me.
Oh, that's
and so
good.
There were the things that basically they're saying that anything to do with the pandemic this year is going to be considered offensive to a lot of people, okay?
Yes.
And the reason being is that there are people, you never know, because COVID has affected people differently. Some people, it has ravaged and decimated their families. And then other people, it really hasn't affected them that much. It's been a little inconvenient. And full disclosure, the COVID situation for me has been more inconvenience than devastating. And I'm thankful for my personal life, as I feel bad for people that hasn't been their story. And so, you know, going and wearing a hazmat suit, you think, oh, this will be cute, COVID and stuff like that. You walk into this party, but somebody just lost their relative, you know, or the mom or their dad or something, and it brings it all back. Yep. And it becomes not funny to them, you know, kind of thing. Dressing as a virus or a vaccine or going as Anthony Fauci, you know. I that could be political. could be fun, though, at a party.
Or it's just an old guy who wandered into a party.
Yeah. Are you Fauci? No. You know, so just here for the peanuts. So I guess all of that to say is, with everyone's heightened sensitivities, especially during this time of the year, there are so many things you could go as that maybe getting farther away from COVID, because there's a I don't know if you know this or not, there's a formula for comedy, Gavin. Do you know this formula?
I don't know the math behind it.
Tragedy plus time equals comedy. It's the reason you can make jokes about, say, the Titanic, because enough years have gone by.
Sure.
So tragedy plus time equals comedy.
But we're still in what
exactly.
We're in right now.
Exactly. The time is the important part of that equation. So if you get the timing wrong, all of a sudden it's super insensitive, whereas a year from now or 2 years from now when things chill out, it might be seen and received differently.
Sure.
From people. So it's just a thought as you go into creating your Halloween costume for like work or whatever, or even for your kids, is like you go, yeah, maybe we'll do something a little different this year. If someone's ever given you one of those monthly subscription gifts where you get the chocolate of the month, or this is a real one, the socks of the month club, every month you're like, oh, that's a fun little gift, and it reminds you that they were thinking of you. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. We're about to take subscription services to a whole new level. It's the Chicken of the Month Club. That's right. You can join me and other potties and WayFM listeners at fh.org/Wally Show and give 2 chickens to a different family every month. Now, chickens in these developing countries make a huge difference in the lives of these families. These chickens provide a sustainable source of protein through their eggs every day, which helps nourish malnourished kids. And since chickens multiply quickly, it's a great side hustle for these families in that they can generate income by selling eggs or chicks in the market. And by you doing a $28 a month gift, you can make sure that a different family gets 2 chickens every month. That's kind of cool and very different. If someone gave me 2 chickens every month, I wouldn't know what to do with that. But in these other countries, they not only know what to do with them, they're also very thankful for people thinking of them and helping them out of these tough times. So what I love about Food for the Hungry is their mission to end poverty by going to the places and walking with some of the world's most vulnerable people, and they've done it for 50 years. You can trust them and you can do some good right now. So go to fh.org/Wally Show if you want to join our Chicken of the Month Club.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Betty Rock is out today. She is gallivanting around with the band I Am They on tour with them. So that's kind of fun. They're friends. And so I'm doing your least of these. America's Got Talent host and self-proclaimed germaphobe Howie Mandel was hospitalized after collapsing at a Starbucks yesterday.
Oh, man.
A few hours later, though, he did tweet. He said he was home resting. He blamed it on dehydration, low blood sugar, and how dirty the knob at Starbucks was. So, yeah. But he's doing well. So God bless him. Did you see this 90-year-old Captain James T. Kirk, otherwise known as William Shatner, but he was Captain Kirk on Star Trek. He returned home from space. He was on Jeff Bezos' rocket, and he went up to space for 11 minutes and came back. And I always thought that was kind of fitting that he would go, because he spent his whole life doing dramas about space. So to go and see it firsthand had to be pretty amazing for him. And it actually impacted him.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. I hope I never recover from this.
Here's what I think is amazing about that. I don't know where he stands faith-wise, you know, per se, but if it has that kind of impact on somebody that maybe does or does not have faith, I could see that. I could see the vastness of space and feeling so small in all of this. But boy, if you're a believer, getting the opportunity to see God's handiwork from his vantage point would be so humbling. If you've never seen Indescribable, it's Chris Tomlin and Louis Giglio talking about space and how huge it is and how amazing the salvation story is for us. Check it out. It's years and years old, but everybody, you know, there are people that just come into faith and just start going to church or whatever. It's totally worth checking out. It will probably change how you see God and your role in his story, which is pretty amazing. But Shatner got back to Earth. He said the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death is something that struck him. That got dark.
Cool, because he's 90 years old, so.
Yes, yeah. He's like, boy, I was that much closer to going home, you know? he said everyone in the world needs to see this. And I agree with you. I think that'd be great. It's right now. It's still, millions of dollars to go into space for 11 minutes. So I guess I'll be watching reruns of Star Trek this weekend. But still, pretty cool there, Captain Kirk. One and done. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. We're gonna play a little game with you right now. You got a chance to win a prize, but this is fast paced and it is brutal. I'm gonna be honest with you. This game is brutality, okay? And I don't like it. I hate it. I don't like how this is structured, but I'm bound by the rules of this game that I created. And so the way it works is I have a top 10 list. All you have to do is get one answer right on this top 10 list, and there's much rejoicing in the land. You win a prize. Ooh. But thank you, Gavin. If you do not get an answer right, if you get it wrong, I have to move on. And what that means is I have to very unceremoniously hang up on you. And I hate every minute of that. I don't enjoy it. There's no love or joy that I find from hanging up on you.
Is that
sorry.
A smile? Is that a laugh?
No, not at all. Just a thing. And so, so it's fast-paced. If you are thick-skinned enough and you can handle that, then you are who we're looking for right now to play this game. Again, going to try to get as many people into play as we can. These are the top 10 things that we're sick of people saying on Zoom.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we've all been in Zoom meetings.
It's exhausting.
Whether it's work, whether it's family, there's always a Zoom meeting, and there's a bunch of things that people always say. So if you've sat through a million of these, finally, it's going to pay off for you right now. All you have to do is get one right, okay, on this top 10 list of things we are sick of hearing people say on Zoom. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. But remember, you gotta have thick skin in case, on the off chance, that you get it wrong and I have to hang up on you. 855-33-WAY-FM. Let's do a little one and done right now. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. How are you doing?
Good. Now, Mark, this is the top 10 things we are sick of hearing people say on Zoom. Have you done many Zoom meetings during the pandemic?
Yeah, not many, but done a couple.
Enough to know. Because really, you only have to do one. Because all of these things are said in one meeting. Now, the way one and done works is I have a top 10 list. You have to get one answer right. If you get it right, you win a prize instantly. It's fast paced. But if you get it wrong, I hang up on you, Mark, without even telling you goodbye, okay?
Then you sound like my ex-wife. Hanging up on me.
That's fantastic. All right, here we go. Hopefully that won't be the case. All right, so give me one thing you think we're sick of hearing people say on Zoom.
Turn your mic on or up.
Oh, yeah. I work in a media company, and somehow every Zoom, somebody doesn't know to turn their mic on. And so I'm going to give this to you because it definitely is the opposite, but it's in the same family. You're on mute is something that people say because they forget to turn their mic on because it defaults to mute. So you got it right. Nicely done, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
So there you go. Did I make you happier than your ex-wife?
Yes, you did.
Dee Dee, how are you today, girl?
I'm good, and you?
Good. Now, we're doing one and done, the fast-paced game show where you give me an answer on a top 10 list. If you get one right, you instantly win, and we move on. Or if you get it wrong, I hang up on you very quickly. So are you good with those rules?
I am.
Okay, top 10 list is the things we're sick of hearing people say on Zoom calls. Have you done many Zoom calls?
I have.
Well, your answer right now will tell me if you've done many or not. So what is your answer?
Please mute your phone.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And I'm pretty good about that. I always have to check and make sure we're not live because, like, I make comments and jokes during all our meetings. And but the other day, Joy came in from afternoon. She's like, can I sit in here with you guys? Because mine isn't working for some reason. And I had said no like three times as a joke, and she wasn't hearing me. And she sits down. I go, Joy, I said no. And she's like, wait, what? And our boss goes, dude, you're not on mute. I'm like, oh, sorry. So you got the number five answer.
Yes, great. That's so awesome.
Congratulations, Dee Dee. You are a big winner here on One and Done on The Wally Show.
Awesome. I'm so thankful. Today, it's been a rough week.
Oh, no, really? I hate to hear that. What's going on?
Just my kid's been sick. My son has surgery tomorrow. It's good to know that, hey, there's some good. It's going to all work out. I know it is, and I'm thankful.
Well, there you go. Well, congratulations, and I definitely hope that the surgery goes well for your son tomorrow.
Thank you so much. I love everything about you guys' show.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And you know, they always say lead by example. And I think going back to school can have a great result for you personally and can also be something that helps out your kid as well. And I'll tell you why. I went back to school later in life and I got my master's degree. Betty Rock went back to school and got hers from Colorado Christian University and got two degrees. But like when I was getting mine, I was at home doing homework in the afternoon with my daughter. And it was great. So she's watching me invest in myself, you know, and put in the work. And she watches me go for A's and not settle for less than my best. And so, and as we're doing our homework, we're kind of talking and laughing. It was a great time for her and myself, as well as for me personally.
And then your wife is just telling both of you to do your homework.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, but it was awesome. And here's the thing. And this is the reason I bring it up is we're running out of time here. We're doing a really cool contest with Colorado Christian University right now where we're offering a $10,000 scholarship. Ooh. I didn't stutter. $10,000 goes a long way in accomplishing your educational goals. And here's the best part. Say you don't win the $10,000. We also have a $5,000 scholarship that we're giving away. And if for some reason you're not one of those two people, just for entering, you can win $1,000. And maybe that's just a little push you need to go ahead and stop making excuses and get back on your education, because it's the one thing that people can't take away from you. And so if this sounds good to you and you're like, you know what, Wally, I've been wanting to get involved. And think about it. Maybe you've been thinking about it for a year. You'd be a year into your degree if you'd done it when you first thought about it. So right now, maybe today is your day. You say, you know what? I'm in. I want that $10,000 or that $5,000 scholarship. All you have to do, go to ccu.edu/wayfm. That's ccu.edu/wayfm. And you could be a $10,000 scholarship winner, but you've got to hurry up because this thing ends on the 15th. So don't wait any longer. Jumpstart your education today.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.